Today is Friday, March 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I've been mostly working today. And how do you... I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. How do you get your company to spend $2 million? How do you do that? And my company, the funny thing is, my company is already spending $2 million. My department is not spending that money, and I'm on a platform team, and we have a lot of people who are using a particular thing that they're paying money for out of their budgets. And we need to move that to the platform team because we need to provide that service for the entire company and not just those teams who happen to be spending that money. So the question is, how do I convince them, hey, we need to spend this money and we need to provide this service for everyone in the company, like international, US, blah, 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 Sam's Club, like everybody. I don't know. The things that you have to do as a product manager in a huge company, but anyway, you have to put together a slide deck and you, like all this kind of stuff. Well, we have more voicemails, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to go ahead and get back on the voicemail train, and we're going to listen to this one.
So I just happened upon this email, and listen.
Hello.
This award recognizes individuals and groups who have a high level of commitment and dedication to their work and have gone above and beyond what is expected of them. Kathleen.
That's Kathleen Bacon. Can you believe it? Right there. Okay, so they gave these awards out at the end of January. It is March 10th. We just got a file to watch this. It's March 11th. Just got a file to watch this if we so chose. And I wasn't even going to watch it. And I'm just sitting here working up the numbers because that's what I do. And I thought, oh, I'll just play it in the background. And then I look over and I see my name and I'm like, well, clearly they got me mixed up with this other lady whose name is... starts with a B or whatever, but she works in the in a different office. So anyway, okay, this is pretty funny. But anyway, well, I guess I got an Area Director's Award for Excellence, and I didn't even know it until just now.
Well, congratulations. By the way, everyone, that was Kathy Bacon. She doesn't like to say her name at the beginning, and it's not eponymous. It's her fake name, her fake podcast caller in her name. Anyway, thank you for the call, Kathy, and congratulations on the award. Does it come with any money? You know, I constantly have seen you posting things about how you're applying for different jobs and you want to move and you want to do all this stuff, right? But you, as far as I know, you don't have a podcast. Maybe you do. If you have a podcast, let me know. I'll listen to it. Where you talk about your life 5 days a week and everyone listens, you know, that sort of thing. But I haven't heard if you've gotten any of these new jobs. What happened with the most recent one that you were applying for? You should call in and let us know. All right. There is another voicemail. So we're going to go ahead and play that as well. So let's go ahead and play this one.
Well, of course, Adam's going to want to know whether or not a big old cushy cash award goes with this.
Oh, yeah.
this recognition. And to be honest, I don't know whether or not an award goes with it or not. The other dealio is that it may be that something goes with it because my supervisor has not provided me with my performance evaluation.
Maybe you get a gold watch
in the middle of February. Okay, so here's another thing I wanted to say about that other listener of yours who jumped to the gun to say, hey, I'm richer than you. I have a brother-in-law that used to brag about how filthy rich he was and used to always ask my husband how many times he could divide his income into his. And I say to this, I will do a debt-to-income ratio with you any day, sweetie, and I think we'll find that you don't have a pot to pee in. So anyway, my other dealio is that his two stepdaughters are, you know, neck deep in student loan debt, whereas my kids drove off in brand new cars and don't have student loans. And I don't owe a dime on either one of their $75,000 to $90,000 worth of tuition for their four-year degrees that they took 5 years and a half to get because they messed around for part of the time. But, you know, they were sheltered children and I'm a helicopter parent. Oh, God, so much I could say, so much I could say.
Well, congrats again, Kathy. I'm really happy for I'm not winning awards these days because I used to be the golden boy of QA. And since I've been moving around to developer and then product owner, I don't think I've landed. I don't think I've settled enough in either one of those positions to actually start winning awards. I mean, I hope my eval was just a meets expectations, which is, you know, average, you're doing your job. I really, when I was in QA, I used to always exceed or get role model, which was the top. But since I've started moving around, it's been harder. I am taking this product owner course, so hopefully, you know, hopefully I'll be able to figure that out. But as far as anyone who might have said they made more than me, it's fine. I mean, I feel like I hope people don't think that I'm bragging when I talk about, you know, the money that I make on either Mix Minus or here or on Twitter or Facebook, or I don't use Facebook, but anywhere that I, anything that I use, I probably shouldn't talk about it, but it's just, there was a point in my life where I was supporting myself and my boyfriend at the time, Maddie, for those of you who've listened for a long time. And I was having to work two jobs and we bought a house that we couldn't afford. Then when he lost his job, we had to. Now, luckily, we were able to rent the house out and we didn't lose the house. But we had all this credit card debt. And we, you know, and I'm just proud that I've gotten to where I'm at because I made a decision to break up with him, to accept a job with Walmart, to move. And I consolidated all the debt. I paid it off. I have a bunch of money in savings. I've gotten promotions over the years. I'm a little bit stalled right now, but I'm really good with what I make right now. Anybody could use more money, but I mean, I'm at a good place and I've paid off all my debt. I have no credit card debt. The only thing I've got is a car payment and I could pay the car off. But I keep that because, you know, you need some, what they say is it's a lot of times it's better to invest your money than pay off your car or your house if your interest on your loans are less than what you expect to make by investing that money. And both my car loan and my house loan have very low interest rates. So I couldn't pay off my house, but I could pay off my car. But I make a choice not to do that. But other than that, I have no debt. So when I talk about, you know, what I make or being, you know, I'm just proud that I have worked and gotten myself into this position. And I know a lot of it is luck. You know, I do work hard at my job and I try to do the best that I can, but I know a lot of it's luck and probably white privilege as well, white male privilege, but I'm just proud. So anytime I mention that, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm bragging or think I'm better than you because I don't. And there are a lot of people who make more money than me, a lot. And I haven't even compared paychecks with this other person. So it's fine. It's fine. Whenever I say that, I'm just, you know, proud of myself. That's it. I'm patting myself on the back. That maybe I shouldn't be doing that either. I don't know. All right. Well, we were talking about the ski trip. And so Mark, you know, he basically said, no, I'm not having fun and I don't want to do this anymore. And so he took his skis off and walked down the hill, down the mountain. We called my uncle came and picked him up. I waited with Mark until my uncle got there. And then my stepdad and I skied the rest of the day, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Now, my stepdad could not ski as much as he used to be able to. After about an hour, he was tired and wanted to take a lunch break. And then he took, I don't know, at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, And then when we started skiing again, I think he could only do about another hour before he was tired and wanted to go home. But that was fine. I mean, that was fine. And this was easy. These were easy, like green, maybe some blues. But this was kind of a beginner hill. There's a beginner hill called Dollar that has maybe 10 runs, maybe 15. I don't know, a small amount of runs. And they're all basically greens or blues. So we did that all day Monday. And then there's another mountain called Baldy. And it has all the blacks and then the harder blues. It has some greens as well. So the plan had been that on Tuesday, we were going to also ski, but my stepdad was going to take the day off. Well, it ended up that I took the day off and my stepdad took the day off and Mark wasn't going to ski anymore. Well, I had already bought the lift tickets for Mark and myself on Tuesday, but luckily the company that sells the lift tickets said they would trade them out for either a different day and or completely the other mountain. But the other mountain costs a little bit more money, but they said you could just pay the difference. And we'll. So I had Mark's ticket and my ticket from Tuesday. And my plan was to ski on Wednesday and then on Friday. So to have Tuesday and Thursday off. And on Tuesday, we just went for a drive and we were going to this lake. But the thing was, and we weren't sure, but the thing was, the main road was clear. And this was probably a 2-hour drive. But we stopped along the way. Mark loves taking pictures. He loves taking pretty pictures and posting them on Instagram and on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And luckily on Monday, he had gotten a picture of his feet with his skis. So he was able to post on Facebook saying, oh, you know, yay, I'm skiing. So he at least he had the photo op. And so we went for a drive. And my uncle stopped every scenic view, everything. So we got out, we took family pictures, we took scenic pictures. Mark and I got selfies with each other, you know, all that. And so that was, and then we drove on and we were going to go to this lake. But when we got to the place where you turned to go to the lake, the road was not there. I mean, there was a road, but it was completely snow. So there was no way to get to the lake. So we got a lot of photos and we saw a lot of beautiful mountains with snow on them, but we were not able to go to the lake because snow. And then on Wednesday, my stepfather had, he bruised his toe somehow on Monday when we were skiing. His ski boots didn't fit well or something. And so his toe was hurting really bad and black and blue and whatever. So I decided I was going to ski by myself on Wednesday. So I got up, I took one of the cars because there was plenty of room in the parking lot. I drove over and I skied for about 3 hours and I did 20 runs, 20 ski runs. And I listened to podcasts the whole time that I was skiing. It was a lot of fun. I was just by myself. I would ski down, get back on the lift, go back up. I was just having a good time and it was fun. And I was done by, I think I started about 10 a.m. and I was done by 1. So I was able to go home and have lunch. So it was a good day. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.